Hi there, neighbor.
I know this is a bit of a cliche, but I was just doing some baking. Oh, do you ever bake? Well, it doesn't really matter. Anyways, I was doing some baking and I got most of my wet ingredients mixed together. And I went to the pantry to get the dry ingredients. And then I realized I didn't have any nuts. Goodness gracious, I could have sworn I had a sack of nuts. Well, the recipe calls for 1 cup, and to be honest, it won't be the same without them. And I would run to the store, but it's kind of late, and I know they're closing soon. So, I thought maybe I could get lucky by knocking on your door. You don't happen to have any nuts, do you? Oh my god, I can't believe I just said that. I didn't mean it that way. I mean, of course, I know you have nuts. What I mean to say, do you have any almonds or walnuts or pecans or whatever?
Really? Oh, you do? I'm really looking out with you, aren't I?
Can I just come on in?
And while you're at it, you can fill me up. My measuring cup, I mean.
I guess I could have just brought a baggie, but I wasn't sure if you'd have a measuring cup. You know, a single guy like you. You probably don't have time for baking. Because it seems like you're out most nights.
No. I'm not stalking you.
I just notice things. It's kind of like a habit. I'm glad you understand.
Oh, you like my dress?
Well, thank you.
Excuse me? What do you mean?
It seems like a bit much for an evening of baking.
It's just a casual summer dress. I wear this type of thing all the time.
Do you think I stopped baking and put on a dress just to come see you?
Oh my goodness.
Yes, I guess it does show a lot of skin, but it's just the shoulders and my thighs. Do my thighs give you anxiety? Oh, neighbor, you look so flustered.
Why is that?
All this talk about my bare thighs? Or is it my knees?
You're not one of those puritanical guys who believe a woman should keep her knees covered, are you?
Because I don't like a dress that comes past my knees. I don't want it to get too dirty when I get down on them.
What? Now you really look flustered, neighbor.
I'm being completely innocent.
Well, there are lots of reasons for a woman to get down on her knees.
She could be praying or pleading. Do you want me to get down on my knees and plead with you? Because I can get down on my knees and ask very, very kindly. Please be a good boy. I'm on my knees. Can I get some nut? I mean, nuts. I put on this short little spaghetti strap dress just to come over here and ask for a little nut.
Why do you look so flustered?
Are you shy? Does it make you nervous that these thin little straps could slide down so easily? Just like this? And I'm not wearing a bra, of course. Because who wears one around the house? Especially
when they're baking, you know, like I was.
So, when I slide these straps down,
there's not a thing to conceal my breast.
Oh, it looks like they got your attention. Do you like them? Do you like looking at my tits? Look how hard my nipples are getting.
Oh, look there, neighbor. It looks like something else is getting hard, too. Do you mind if I get a closer look? Just come a bit closer. You don't have to do a thing.
There it is.
It's getting nice and hard. Did I do this to you?
Are you turned on looking at your needy neighbor on her knees with her tits out?
I just want to kiss it a little bit. You don't mind, do you?
You can be shy, baby. It's okay. I'll do everything. I'm just going to kiss this beautiful dick.
It is beautiful, you know. It's making me so wet just from looking at it.
And you're so fucking hard. This beautiful dick is so rock hard for me.
I just want to taste it a little. Can I wrap my lips around it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is so naughty.
We don't even know each other. And now, I'm on my knees and sucking your cock in your kitchen.
You like me teasing you with my tongue?
Oh, I can tell you like it. Do you want my mouth around your cock? Because I really want to deep throat you.
Would you like that? You don't have to do a thing, honey. Just enjoy it. Let me do all the work. You can just watch me on my knees, looking up at you, with my tits out and my lips around your beautiful cock. Just enjoy how it feels, baby. You love it, don't you? You love how I can take care of your needs. I want you to come, honey. I want you to come in my mouth. Yeah, come for me. Like a good boy. You're so close. Do you like it when I stop and bat my pretty eyes at you? Look at the way your cock is glistening now.
I want to stroke it until you come. Do you want that, honey?
Uh-huh.
It's all nice and wet for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, aim for my open mouth. Oh, I'm going to stroke this cock until you blow for me. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, come for me, baby. Come for me, honey.
Come right on my lips.
Come for me. Yeah. Oh, five. Yeah, four. Yeah, baby. Three. Two. One. Oh, fuck. Yeah, right in my mouth. All over my fucking face. I'm such a dirty boy. Oh, it's dripping onto my tits. Fuck. You made such a mess. That's okay. You're still a good boy. I can just wipe that up with my fingertips and suck them clean. Ow. So delicious. Well, I enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that? Yeah, I know you did. I know you loved coming in my mouth and all over my face and tits. Maybe we need to work on your aim next time. It's getting late, though. I'd better go. The nuts. What are you talking? Oh, yes. Right, the nuts. I mean, it's too late to bake now. I don't really need them. Plus, I think I got all the nut I needed tonight. I'll see you around, neighbor.